Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, I was talking about the great privilege that we are given to be able to talk to God for others and to others for God. Listen closely as we continue that thought today. And what a great thing to be a priest of God so that you can talk to God for others and talk to others for God. Talking to them from His Word, talking to God for the souls of men that they might be saved. Those men to whom we talk, we give tracts and whatever. And to be both a holy and a peculiar people. That is a very special people to God. That's what a holy and peculiar people are. They're very special to the heart of God, who are different than the world, in that they seek unto His holiness and live by His word. They're seeking to bring others to Him. Now, Christian, let's remember Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. As a priest of God, we want to be effective, and if we're going to regard iniquity in our heart, we're going to be ineffective. You know, I think of that when I ask people to pray for me. I want to find people that I believe are right with God. Because if they're regarding iniquity in their heart and their life, then I'll know that the Lord's not going to hear them. Now, we know our duty is to show forth the good praises of the person of Jesus Christ by living and proclaiming His word in such a way we show forth that holiness and love of God, and we bring others to Him. And there is good news that we can take to this lost and dying world. Jesus said in John 6:37, Him that comes to me, I'll in no wise cast out. He said in Romans, chapter 10 and verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what He said. He said in Acts 17:30 and 31, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed a day in which He'll judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He raised him from the dead. Now, all men can have assurance that He'll save them if they'll come to Him through repentance and faith. But He has appointed that day. That's why you and I need to be busy about the Master's business, taking the saving gospel to a lost and dying world. And Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Holy Spirit, can He work through the bride, the saved? He calls others to come, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And my friend, Jesus is that water of life. We need to understand, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. That is the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And my friend, if we walk as we ought, then we can show them the joy of the Lord in our own life, regardless of our circumstance. And you too can bring others to Jesus Christ. I want to end this portion in two ways. First of all, I want to speak to you that are Christian. We see our world, we see our local churches getting more worldly, looking more like and sounding more like the nightclubs and the rock concerts. We see people coming to God's house dressed in an unholy way, disrespectful of a great and high holy God. And in like manner, we see lives that are entertained by sin more than they are rejoicing in the holiness of God. Our first step is to call people to repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. So, my Christian friend, if you're listening today, would you commit to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? Find you some good gospel tracts in your church. Read those gospel tracts. Find a good one that explains salvation with repentance and faith. And there's plenty of them out there. And if your church has them, usually they have them out there so you can take them. And they'll have the name of the church on it with the times they meet. And so when you can't talk to a person, at least you can give them a tract. You go to a restaurant. You leave a tract when you get done eating, but also leave a tip in there that is a worthy tip. A tip that meets the standard that men have set for that, because today they say, well, we want 15%, 18%, or even 20% of the total bill for the tip. So whatever that is, go ahead and leave it. Put it in there. And there's a tract that tells them how to be saved. You might even invite them to your church. You know, one of the things that I've done more lately is when I give a person a tract, I'll say, hey, I want you to read this. You know, what is written in here is what actually changed my life. I tell you, it made a change in my life. I'd like for you to read that. It might be something that can help you somewhere along the way. You know, people, oh, wow, and they begin to read that, and people can get saved that way. But we need to not worry about the politics. Now, look, we got bad things that go on in politics today. Look, laws and everything else, court decisions. But listen, one of the ways that you overcome that is getting people right with God, winning lost souls to Christ, calling to repentance and faith, and teaching the Word of God, and helping to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You'll be surprised that all of a sudden they're on the side of righteousness. They're on the side of good, and if you want to change your country, get people saved. You want to change your community, get people saved. Jesus did eat with publican sinners. Look, there are harlots, there are homosexuals, there are all kind of wicked people out in your communities. Instead of looking down your nose at them, don't be like them, but go to them and try to win them to Christ. Let them know God will forgive them. Be willing to help them to get their lives turned around and go in the direction they ought to go. God wants to use you, my friend. Will you let him? Will you let him? Now, you might be listening today, and you're not sure if you died that heaven's your home. My friend, I want you to know God loves you. He loves you. That's why Jesus, who was from everlasting to everlasting, who was the Spirit, God is the Spirit, he dwelt in heaven. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. He was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. He came with this one purpose, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came that you might have everlasting life. But men love darkness rather than light. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned. That's me, that's you, that's all of us. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. We're not measured to one another, my friend. We're measured to Jesus Christ. All have sinned, come short of Jesus Christ. And we read in Romans 6:23, we read, for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever, the lake of fire. But the gift, not something we earn. The wages is what we earn. We've earned to go to hell. But the gift, what we didn't earn, Jesus did it for us. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But it's only through Jesus Christ. That's why we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, yet sinners, even in our worst state, Christ died for us. So we read in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus was Lord, that is God. He was Jesus, come in the flesh, became a man. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, his deity raised his humanity from the dead, thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not your own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. You're trusting his righteousness to make you acceptable in heaven. But with the heart, this is, when you believe something with your heart, that means you're trusting it with your life. So that if that thing is wrong, he'd go to hell. But he doesn't lie and he's not wrong. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. When you make a confession, you're saying, okay, this is where I'm standing, this is where I'm taking, I'm with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to stand with him unashamedly. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he'll save you if you come to him. We read in the Bible of harlots. We read of witches. We read of drunkards. We read of murderers, thieves getting saved. And God will save you too. And you may not have drifted down that low in society's sight, but in God's sight, we've all sinned. We all need a Savior. And he'll save you if you'll come to him right now. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Would you bow your head right now, right where you are, and ask the Lord to come to your heart and save you? You say, preacher, I don't know how to pray. I'm not real sure if I can pray the right thing. Well, the prayer that I want to form here in just a few moments will be a prayer to ask the Lord to save. But my friend, it's only words if you don't mean it. But if you're willing to right now enter that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you're right now, right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his blood for me, and was buried and rose from the dead. I believe he did that for me, so I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Cleanse me from all my sin. Take its power from me. I give you my heart and life right now. Forgive me of my sin. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer in a minute, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our web address here in just a few moments and our physical address. And we'd like to hear from you. You can email us through our website, but we'd like to hear from you and let us know that you've asked the Lord to save you. Or if these broadcasts, these last few days, have been a blessing to you, email us or write us and let us know. We'd like to hear from our listeners. We really do. And I'm going to be soon getting up our question-answer period, and I'd like to get your questions for our December broadcast when we broadcast your questions and my answers. And those answers are really God's answers from his word, but we can do that. On our website is the booklet Building Blocks. Just look for Dr. Andy Bloom booklets, and you click on that, you'll see Building Blocks. That'll tell you how to live your new Christian life. I would also encourage you to read Church Fellowship, and let you know how to be a good church member and how to work together with other believers. I hope that you'll do that, and I hope that you'll listen and tell others about the Lamp and Light, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.